Moncrief on News Talk.
Amy Huberman is the latest celebrity to attach their name to a wine. And she's part of a very, very long list. So how does this work? Is it the celebrity deeply involved in the production of the wine? Or is it simply a case of my name and a wine? OK, here are my bank details. We're joined by Michelle Lawler of the Nude Wine Company. Afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. So Amy Huberman's wine, is it kind of your upmarket wine, or is it, you know, £3 for £10?
Oh, it's in the upmarket section, which is amazing. It's great to see. Because when you look at the likes of the £3 for £10 jobs, the celebrity ones, upmarket is the way to go. Premiumization is the way to go. And especially with Amy's Cava, if you think of how many people drink Prosecco, and Prosecco can be sweet and nasty and hangover juice, and she's definitely going to bring a lot of people, I suppose, up the wine ladder a little bit in enjoying a more premium drink, because Cava is more premium than Prosecco. So, yeah, I think it's an exciting product to launch. Definitely in it for the, well, not that she is, but celebrities are doing it for the money for sure.
Yeah, no, of course she is. But, and I think by her own admission, she doesn't really know anything about wine.
I know. I know, I do laugh, and I think there's a lot of, you know, you're putting your name to it. Look, it has to be good if you're going to put your name to it, especially like she is, I suppose, a premium social brand. But yeah, I'm sure she's going to learn a lot on her journey, but she's probably relying on on experts to help her make it. But yeah, I do laugh when you say, oh, I don't know anything about wine.
Yeah, well,
I know she knows what good one tastes like.
Yeah, well, but probably like a lot of people would say, I don't know a lot about wine. I know what I like, and that's, you know, and that's about it, and that's fine. Does she need to know anything about wine? Because they're just sticking her name on a wine label.
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose the most iconic example of the best celebrity wine you can go for is Brad Pitt's Miraval Rosé, and he also does a champagne, which was the champagne at the Oscars. And what Brad Pitt did, and again with Angelina Jolie more than 10 years ago, was they hired one of the best winemakers in France. They worked in partnership and they created a wine. When they released their first Rosé, Chateau Miraval, it was the first time a Rosé had appeared in the top 100 wines of the world in Wine Spectator. So very good quality. It's the way to go. I mean, like, if you're going to think, how am I going to do it, where it's going to, you know, get the right type of attention, generate the right profit to be a profitable business and make something good, you've got to hire a really good expert to make a really good wine.
Yeah, well, of course. And then it was the subject of much bitterness when it came to their divorce, as I recall. Probably the best known, certainly on this side of the Atlantic, celebrity wine is the Graham Norton wine.
Yeah.
And that would be a bit cheaper than the Amy Huberman wine.
Yeah, and so Graham Norton has a huge range of wines. And I tell you what's amazing about celebrity wines. The wine industry is like dinosaur-like in terms of innovation. But what the celebrity wines have done is brought like a huge amount of innovation to what is a really old traditional business. And Graham Norton's wines are with a company called Indivo, and that's crowdfunded. And what's amazing about it is, I was reading stats on it there, the New Zealand wine sector, the sales had dropped by 12%. But Graham Norton's wines and the majority of them are Kiwi wines are up 106%. So it's basically keeping like the New Zealand wine industry afloat nearly from their innovation, their crowdfunding, and I suppose the branding. And the thing is with Graham Norton, again, he's a premium brand. He's making a good wine. And he's involved, I think, in, I suppose, the blending process, as is Sarah Jessica Parker, who's with the same company.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing, though, because I would imagine that the more popular, especially if it's a blended wine, the more popular it gets, the more, you know, you're reaching out further and further to get the various grapes for that wine. And so maybe you're, pardon the pun, diluting the quality of the product a bit.
Yeah, and there's a huge thing, actually, in terms of New Zealand wines. If you imagine you're going to ship a six-box bottle of wine, and if you think about the dead neck space in that bottle, do you know what I mean? Where there's, you know, there's obviously the glass and the bottles, and there's a huge empty space within that box. And imagine you're shipping, a container of that. It's a lot of wasted space. So there's a huge movement where New Zealand wines produced in the high supermarket quantity are shipped in a container, like containers of juice, and then they're bottled in the UK. And so if you think you're going to move a huge volume of a live liquid wine, it's like milk, it's alive, it can go off. There's a huge piece in how to make sure that nothing bad happens to it. So you tend to add in a lot more chemicals. There's up to 13 ingredients in a bottle of wine, and you'd add in a lot more preservatives as risk management to make sure that that liquid doesn't get damaged. So yeah, the bigger the production, if you want to make it cost effective, if you want to keep it under the 15 euro, the chances of it being shipped in a giant tanker 12,000 miles and then bottled up here, you're going to have to see some repercussions such as additional preservatives for that.
Yeah, yeah. The now, a lot of people will remember that incident where Cliff Richards was asked to do a blind wine tasting. Was Cliff Richards setting him up as like, I know about wine?
I think in actual fact, there was a long running feud between Gordon Ramsay and Cliff Richards. And I think Gordon Ramsay, if you remember, it was in the F Word, would have been in 2006. I remember watching it with my dad as it was being broadcast and laughing on the floor. I was already working in the wine industry then. And he had him try a 400 euro bottle of wine, at which point, if you were to try a 400 euro bottle of wine, the chances are you'd go, wow, that's amazing. And then you put in a 10 euro or whatever, 10 pound bottle of wine, as it would have been at the time, after it. I mean, it's not going to taste great anyway, but you kind of have to be careful what you're going to say. And Cliff Richards said he wouldn't pay for it. It was like vinegar. And then Gordon Ramsay, yeah, I know, imagine. And then Gordon Ramsay, like their broadcast company, obviously went ahead and put it on telly. Like how they got away with it, I don't know. But then Gordon Ramsay couldn't let it go, and he then used that wine as a vinaigrette in his restaurant.
Oh, that's mean.
It is mean. And look, and what else did you expect from Gordon Ramsay?
And Francis Ford Coppola has a winery, doesn't he?
Yeah, from California. There's actually, like, I think a lot of the really high quality ones and the ones that you see that they really invest in it, like Sting has a wine as well that's in Tuscany, are the ones, and Brad Pitt owns his winery in the south of France. When you own the winery, you own the property, and you're really invested in the legacy that's involved around it, that's where you see the really high input in the quality of the wine and the longevity of it, that it's not just, okay, I'm going to do it this year and we'll see what happens next year. There's a huge investment in creating something that has a legacy to it.
Yeah, and much as I hate to say it, there is a Trump wine as well. He does own a vineyard.
No, I didn't know that.
But it has won like prizes and things, the wines that come from there.
From Trump's winery?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Sean, the next thing I'm going to do is go out and find one of those wines.
Because, the son, Eric, runs it. So Donald Trump putting a 200% tariff on imported wines. He's not going to benefit from that at all. Of course not.
No way. That's funny. Now, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't put his name on it, because I'm sure more people wouldn't buy it than they would.
Michelle, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Michelle Lawler there from the Nude Wine Company and a correspondent for Contributors on Movies and Booze.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.